Do you remember the famous civil rights ballad, A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke? It's that song that plays throughout this new show playing right now at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. It's called One Night in Miami, and it's loosely based on the story of the night of February 25th, 1964 in Miami. The night when a young boxer named Cassius Clay, who won the heavyweight title, celebrated in an Overtown motel room with his three best friends, Sam Cooke, Jim Brown, the legendary football player, and Malcolm X. Clay eventually changed his name to Muhammad Ali while he was in South Florida. Now, the entire play is set in this room in the Hampton House Motel. In the play, we see what happens that night in the hotel room. There are heated discussions between these friends. Malcolm X is deciding whether or not to break from the Nation of Islam. There's musical numbers from Sam Cooke, revelations from Jim Brown, who just might become a movie star, and then, of course, Cassius Clay changing his name. We spoke with Esau Pritchett, who plays the football star Jim Brown, and Michelle Hausman, who's the artistic director of Miami New Drama at the Colony Theater. The play, again, showing at the Colony Theater, Miami Beach, through November 18th.
You know, you played Jim Brown. I mean, all the characters in this play are globally iconic figures. Mm. You play this, you know, legendary football player. How do you prepare for this role? What did you do specifically?
I feel like I've been preparing for a long time, man. My father, huge football fan. My father was a college football player. And I remember even before I was interested in the sport, he would always talk about this guy, Jim Brown. Boy, Jim Brown was bad. You know, my father was from outside Montgomery, Alabama. And so finally when I started to watch the sport, and being from Michigan, I was watching Barry Sanders, Detroit Lions. And I was convinced that he was the best, you know, back that ever carried a ball. So eventually I started to watch some archival footage of Jim Brown on the football field. And it was like a superhero. I mean, it was something I wish that anybody who follows the sport in today's game could watch the archival footage of Jim Brown and recognize that this dude is the best football player who ever lived. He was before his time. So in terms of preparation, just listening to Jim in a few interviews, the few times that I've seen him, one of the things that we didn't want to do is we didn't want to create an impression or impersonation of the characters. We wanted to capture the essence. And, you know, I think about Jim at that time. I think about what masculinity was considered to be at that time. Some of the things about the way he would move and stand and, you know, of course, where his voice lives. We talked about that earlier. He's way down here. Just a few things like that. But ultimately, for our purposes, our play is not about the public face of these men. So we don't have to play the public persona. What we want to do is capture the friendship of these individuals. So we have all these giant icons that people recognize in public, but that's not the angle that we're coming from. So we actually want to reveal them a little bit more as human beings, and we're not trying to pedestalize them or sanitize them. We're just making them men. We're making them men, making them friends in a room.
This is fascinating, Michael, and I'm curious too, because as he said, it's not about trying to sound like the characters. I mean, Muhammad Ali, you had your actor. He wasn't trying to really pull off the Ali voice. Malcolm X, same thing. He had a very specific way he talked. But your actors were not trying to mimic. They were just portraying these characters, these roles. Was that on purpose?
Yes. So the director of this show is Carl Caulfield. Carl is... he's been a friend of mine for a long time. He's a Miamian who now is the associate artistic of Classic Theater of Harlem. And I think that, you know, this is something that we've talked about a lot, was the idea that, you know, doing an impression is an easy thing. What is really hard is to kind of capture the essence and the soul of a person. So they might sort of sound and look like those characters, but it is obvious that they are not. But I think that the work done by Carl and the cast is impressive. I think that especially, you know, Leon Thomas, who plays Sam Cooke, seeing him sing, he doesn't sing exactly like Sam Cooke, but he sings in a way that also touches your soul like Sam Cooke touched your soul. It's unbelievable.
Why is this show so important? And I mean, I'm going to get to the fact that it's an all-male cast, all men of color. It's a very unique show in that sense. But why the show? Why is it so important right now?
Miami New Drama, we only do work that is in immediate conversation with our community, and it's as multicultural and multilingual as the city we live in. I think that this show it's evident, you know, its importance. We live in the era of Colin Kaepernick. We live in the era where suddenly bigotry seems to be accepted, maybe a little bit disguised, but you saw from, you know, from some of the electoral ads and comments that, that racism is still a tool to excite your base. And I think that, that the importance of this show is that we live in a city where we don't have a monument of the Jim Crow era or, you know, a statue to commemorate segregation. And, you know, most of the city is like me, who speak with an accent because 54% of us are foreign-born. And it's easy to come here and forget that this was the Deep South.
We're talking about a show performing now at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. It's called One Night in Miami. It's a story of the night that Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, won the heavyweight title in Miami Beach and celebrated in an Overtown motel with football legend Jim Brown, singer Sam Cooke, and civil rights leader Malcolm X. We're joined now by Esau Pritchett, who plays Jim Brown, and Michelle Hausman, who is the artistic director of Miami New Drama at the Colony Theater. It's playing through November 18th. From both of you, Michelle, I want to hear from you as well, is also tell me about the audiences and their response to the show. What have, Esau, what have you seen and heard from people who've come to see the show so far?
Well, the great thing about doing it here is that, you know, this is a place where it actually happened. You know, the show started in L.A. It went to Baltimore, Denver, London, South Africa. And the beautiful thing was to be able to bring it right back here to where the historical event actually happened. So a number of people that we're running into in talkbacks or even on the street were people who were around when this happened, who remember the time, who remember the time of segregation, people who met Cassius, people who knew some of these individuals at that time here in Miami. So that makes that particularly special, you know, because obviously we didn't get that when we were in other places. You know, I don't want to give anything away about the show, but this is what our playwright, Kim Powers, has done. It's absolutely brilliant. You are going to get a history lesson in this show, but not in a way that you would go to a history lecture, because if you went to a history lecture, you'd be getting lectured too, and you would be taking notes and it'd be like being in school and it might be boring. But he's been able to wrap it in what it is that we are required to do as performers and artists and entertainers. We must entertain at the same time that we draw attention to history or that we educate.
Yeah, Michelle, I mean, have people come up to you? I'm wondering the fact that this is where it happened.
You know, it's impressive, the response we've gotten from audience. It brought something in the community that felt like we needed to talk about this. You know, the fact that we've hidden and we've been silenced about our history, you know, this show was evident that there is way more conversations that we should be having that we are not having.
And I'd like to make one more comment about that, too, man. I found it really interesting. I didn't know about the Hampton House. I didn't know that that area and that place was considered like, you know, the Harlem of the South. So we got a chance to go to the museum that actually was the Hampton Inn, the hotel converted into a museum, and saw all the pictures of all the, you know, quote unquote, black celebrities, elites who had been through. I didn't know that Dr. King put the finishing touches of I Have a Dream right at the Hampton Inn.
Not to give anything away. So this show, I mean, we follow these four men after the big fight, and they're hanging out in this room together. And characters come and go. They step in, they step, I mean, you know, the different actors on the stage come in and come go, and go. So you have this fascinating back and forth between individuals. At one point, Esau, your character is with Malcolm X, just the two of you alone.
Right.
This was really interesting because you started arguing with each other, and then your character says to him, what do you understand? You're a light-skinned black man. Take us to that scene. What's going on?
The brilliant thing about this play, and I say it again and again and again, I you know, sometimes as actors, we try to, our hats on as dramaturgs and really dig into, you know, the deep layers of a play. And one thing I'll say about Kemp's play is that it is a fat onion. You can keep peeling and peeling and peeling and getting to it. And much like a brilliant short story writer, he's been able to pack so much in. And what is our show run, Michelle? In 80 minutes. This is absurd that he could pack so much in. So there's this thing in black culture that's called colorism, right? And it's created by living in a nation where the premium of your worth is your race or related to your skin color. So for a lot of our history, those people who were of a lighter tone were more preferred by the dominant culture and therefore allowed more privileges, as it were. So obviously that would create within, you know, our race as a whole, enmity and a bit of conflict. So it's interesting. We talk about that. I talked to Kim Powers the other day, the playwright. And whenever we have a house of many, many African-American people, many black folks, it lands like everybody gets it.
What do you hope the audience takes away? Michelle.
You know, we are successful when an audience member leaves with more questions than answers. I think that this is a show that forces you to encounter something you didn't know existed. And then it's not giving you a recipe. Is the beauty, the poetry of this play is that it takes place in 1964, but you can't forget throughout the entire 80 minutes that you are in 2018. So, you know, having those two times coexisting in your head is brilliant.
You know, as a black man in America who's pretty astute with our history, when I read this script, I was embarrassed that I did not know this. I was embarrassed. I couldn't believe it. I mean, look at the icons that we're talking about. Sam Cooke would be Michael Jackson of his time. Jim Brown, it's still considered one of the greatest athletes of all time. Malcolm X, just an absolute political mastermind, rhetorical genius. And of course, Cassius Clay, who would become Muhammad Ali. These dudes were really good friends, and I didn't know that. There's something wrong in that. Right? So now I feel really good that we have an opportunity to educate an audience that these things did happen.
The music for the show, the Sam Cooke music for the show, I mean, how did it play into it and how did you pick it?
This show is really about the birth of a change is going to come. You know, that magnificent Sam Cooke song. And I think it's, you know, it's that growth from the early Sam Cooke songs to a Sam Cooke who, you know, who wrote the anthem of the civil rights movement. And it goes to show you the importance of how art can never be divorced from politics. He wrote a song that became political. We are doing this play because we believe in its political impact. So, you know, art and politics and social change are always very intertwined.
That was Michelle Hausman. You also heard Esau Pritchett. We were talking about the show being performed now at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. It's called One Night in Miami, the story of the night Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, won the heavyweight title in Miami Beach, then celebrated in an Overtown motel with football legend Jim Brown, singer Sam Cooke, and civil rights leader Malcolm X. Esau Pritchett plays Jim Brown, and Michelle Hausman is the artistic director of Miami New Drama at the Colony Theater. It's playing through November 18th. Check out the photos that we have on Facebook and Twitter at WLRN Sundown. If I could just say, a really fun show. Still to come, a special treat for fans of the Downton Abbey series. That's next on Sundial.